He's going out for glory, for glory. He's going out for glory.
Look out, Hector, look out, Jim. Why don't you look out where you're going? You've done you upset that bucket of scrub water. What's the matter with you anyhow, coming in here like the old Nick was after you? What you doing, racing for a train or something?
No, I'm training for a race.
Yes, well, you just...
Hey, listen, can I leave this parrot here, please?
No, you can't. You take it back where it belongs.
Yeah, but gee whiz, I can't. I can't do that. Miss Beebe is sitting in the hotel lobby, and she'll see me come in with it, and then she'll know I got it.
Well, that's your own lookout, Hector. We don't want it around here.
You're a liar!
Now, you get along with it. Get along with it.
But listen, son. Listen, let me have it. Let me leave it here for just 10 minutes. Just 10 minutes. Let me leave it 10 minutes, will you? And I'll send the clerk of the hotel over to get it, you see.
Well, all right.
Thanks, you.
But you'd better take my advice, young fella, and leave Miss Beebe's parrot alone after this now.
Oh, shoot. I ain't hurting it. Yeah. What's more, I'm doing it a great big favor. I'm teaching it to sing my campaign song, Glory.
Yeah, that fool bird won't learn to sing Glory. You're just wasting time. Just wasting time.
Yes, but, what's time to a parrot?
I mean your time. Well, put the cage behind the counter there. We'll keep it here for a spell, but don't you forget to send for it now.
Oh, no, I won't forget, Mr. Winterbottom. You know that. Well, I'll put it away here at the end of the counter. So,
beyond the way. Yes, put it underneath there.
I'll send for it in about...
All right, go on. Oh, say, Hector, just a second here.
What is it?
I asked you something the other day. I asked you to help me and Eb out of scrape. You gonna do it?
Well, Mr. Winterbottom, I don't see how my dropping out of the race for mayor is gonna help you out of a scrape.
Never mind about that. I just want to know if you're going to do it.
I got to think it over, Mr. Winterbottom.
There ain't much time for thinking, Hector, now. The election's only 3 days off. If you're going to drop out, you'd better be doing it right off.
I know, but if I don't be mayor, where'll I get a job?
Oh, I told you, you don't need to worry about that. You can get work most anywhere. There's plenty of work around here. Plenty of work.
Yes, but I don't want work. You see, that's why I went into politics.
Well, why don't you invent something, then? You're always talking about how good you are at inventing things. Maybe you can make lots of money. Look at Benjamin Franklin.
How much do they pay you for looking at him?
I mean, look at the way he invented things. When he was 20 years old, he sent a kite through the air and caught lightning.
Shoot, that's nothing. When I was 10 years old, I sent a baseball through a window and caught thunder.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Laugh and show your ignorance. Go on and laugh. Yes. You're darn good at talking how smart you are at inventing things, but when you get down to actual cases, it just ain't in you.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Is that so?
That's what I said.
I'll have you to know I did invent something once. I invented a life-saving machine.
A life-saving machine.
I did. Yeah. And gosh, it works well, too. You see, it looks something like a great big cannon. And when a beautiful girl is washed out to sea by the tide, it shoots a sponge out to her.
Shoots a sponge out to her? What's the sponge for?
To wash her back.
Yes, well, that'll do, Hector, that'll do. I don't feel like no tomfoolery. I'm telling you, if you don't drop out of the race for mayor, me and Eb is going to be in an awful bad scrape. Now, you just got to do it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gee. Gee, Mr. Winterbottom, I sure hate to give up being mayor.
Shucks, you won't be elected nohow, Hector. Old man Schultzenheimer will get it same as always.
Oh, no, he won't. No, he won't.
Yeah?
He's got a bad stomach, and they don't elect men with bad stomachs anymore.
What's that got to do with it? Why, of course they elect men with bad stomachs.
No, they don't.
Well, they
elect him with ballots.
Now, that'll be just about enough. Now, listen, I'm telling you, Hector, right here and now, that if you don't get out of politics, me and Eb is through with you. Principle cease. Now.
Well, shucks. Oh, gee, willikers. Well, I'll think it over, Mr. Winterbottom, and I'll let you know right away.
Well, when?
Tomorrow morning. I'll see you the first thing tomorrow morning. And if you ain't here, I'll leave word with Mr. Peters.
I'll be here. You never mind Pastor Neb about it. He's pretty busy these days. He's going to be in the moving picture.
In the moving picture?
Yes, sir.
What moving picture is that?
Well, it's the one Miss Beebe writ. He's going to take it right here in Corn Center, and Neb's going to be in it. In fact, he's already signed the contract.
You know, my twin brother is in the movies.
Yes?
He's a big star.
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, he is, I tell you.
Yes.
He had an important part in The Birth of a Nation.
Yes. What was he in The Birth of a Nation?
He was a fellow they sent for the doctor.
Yes. Well, all right, now, you get along. I got to answer the phone. And don't forget to send the fella for that parrot.
Well, I won't. Yes. He'll be here. He'll be here in 10 minutes.
All right, yes.
Goodbye, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes. Hello. Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. Bastry. Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Bastry, I'm trying to... I was talking to him just a second ago. I'm trying to get him to drop out of the race for mayor, but... Yes, sir. I know, Mr. Bastry. I'm doing the best I can. Well, now, listen, Mr. Bastry, if he don't... It won't be my fault.
Who is that, Deb? Miss Pinkley?
Yes, sir. Well, all right. Goodbye. Oh, Abbott is Vestry.
What's that dad darn crook want?
Oh, he wanted to know if we'd got Peck to drop out of politics. Said the same thing he said the other day. He said he was going to have both of his shot if Hector was elected. Hey, what'll we do?
Ah, shucks. He ain't going to have nobody shot.
Well...
And I'm telling you, Zeb, if he ever comes in here, I'm going to knock him for a duel.
Yes, but listen, Ed. Maybe me and you better get out of town over election day.
Get out of town, nothing.
Well...
I ain't going to scare that big bully. Besides, ain't you forgetting something?
What?
I'm going to marry the countess on election day.
Oh, sakes alive, that's right. Say, Em, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something just as a friend.
What's that?
Why don't you pay the countess the money she wants and let her go? Now, listen, you heard what Vestry said about her other husband. She put poison in their coffee.
I tell you, I ain't going to give her a red cent. Not a red cent. And as far as her putting poison in my coffee, well, I'll smother her. That's what I'll do.
How do you mean, Eb?
I'll quit drinking coffee.
Well, I suppose you know what's best, but it seems like we're just a mess of trouble all the time. If either one of us is alive after election day, it'll be a miracle. That's what it'll be. That's all. Here. Well, I mopped up the store. Now, you take the bucket and mop and finish up in the back room.
Well, I'd like to, Zeb, but I don't think it'd look right.
What do you mean? What wouldn't look right?
For a count to be mopping up the floor. When a feller's a count, like I am, he's sort of got to live up to his name.
Yes, well, all right. I'll mop it up myself. But you stay here and mind the store now.
All right. I got a lot of work to do around here anyway. Howdy. Something for you?
Yeah. I want a box of shells. 38.
What? Say?
38 shells.
30 egg shells?
Not egg shells. Cartridges. Cartridges for my gun.
Oh, cartridges. Just a second. Let's see here. I think we got some here. Going hunting.
Going hunting. Do you have to get a license to hunt around here?
How's that?
I say, when you hunt around here, do you get licenses?
No, just wood ticks. Here's your cartridges. They'll be 4 bits.
Okay.
What do you figure to hunt?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, a couple of rats.
Well, say, maybe you better have a dime's worth of cheese.
No, these will be okay. Well, I'll be seeing
you. Stranger in town, ain't you?
Yeah.
Just passing through, eh?
No. I'll be around for a couple of days. Might have a little job to do.
Well, drop in again. My name's Peters. Count Ed Peters.
Glad to know you, Mr. Peters. My name's Brown. Oh, say, do you happen to know a guy named Vestra?
How's that?
I said I was looking for an old sidekick named...
Side what?
Kick. You know what it is, don't you?
Yeah, certainly I know what a kick is. But you're the first fella I ever seen that was looking for one.
Say, now, wait a minute. You don't get it.
You're darn tootin' I don't get it. If there's anybody that's going to get it, it'll be you.
And I got it already. I got it in the first place.
You mean you was kicked in the first place?
No, I wasn't kicked in the first place. I...
Oh, you was kicked in the last place.
I wasn't kicked at all. I said I was looking.
Say, can't you talk a mite louder? You see, I can hardly hear you.
I can't talk louder. I got a cold. I'm hoarse.
How's that?
Hoarse. I said I'm looking for...
This is Mr. Brown, Jeb.
Oh, yeah?
He's looking for a horse that kicked him.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brown, we don't keep horses.
I'm not looking for a horse that kicked me, a friend.
A friend of the horse?
Don't keep horses friends, neither.
I don't want a horse. You guys are nuts. Bugs.
What?
You're buggy.
Oh, he wants to borrow our buggy.
Yeah, but what good buggy without a horse?
Never mind horses.
Oh, don't mind him, Mr. Brown. No, in fact, we sort of like him.
Yes.
We used to have a horse ourselves named Jasper. You know, he was the...
I don't care about your horse. I'm not looking for a horse. I'm looking for a bird man.
Oh, a bird. Oh, yes, certainly. I know all about that, him. Just a second, Mr. Brown.
I can't stay here talking to a couple of...
Getting them all right. I'll be in with you. Here you be, Mr. Brown. Here's your bird. And drop in again sometime.
Yes. Always glad to see you.
Say, well, that's all right. No trouble at all for us to keep him here for you. So long.
Hey, but you don't understand.
Yes, we do. Hector Smith told us all about it. So long, Mr. Brown.
Well, I'll be...
Naughty.